Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent, and I'm here at the Hudson Valley Community College, where they're celebrating Native American History Month. And they have a group called the Piscataway National Singers and Dancers. That's a group that regularly perform at the Museum of American Indian in Washington, D.C. And they also perform at major Native American festivals throughout the United States. So being it's Native American History Month, I'm going to try to get a few comments from one of the representatives. I didn't catch your name when you were saying.
Mark Tyack.
Mark Tyack. And you're,
Tyack.
And your title in the group is?
I'm just a regular grassroots Indian young man.
Oh.
No, but our family's last name, Tyack, means chief. Mm-hmm. My father, he's the present-day chief of our tribe. Mm-hmm. And when he passes away, then I'll become the 29th generation of hereditary chiefs.
And does he wear a different...
He has a chief's bonnet.
And is that like
yeah, the bonnet.
Legacy?
Yeah, yeah, he has a bonnet.
And were you guys put on a reservation at one point?
We have, where we live at, we do not have a reservation. We have a community.
Where's that?
In Port Tobacco, Maryland. Now, our family, we're from the principal capital village that's known as Mayon. Mayon was also our seat of government. Like Washington, D.C., the seat of government of the United States, Mayon was our seat of government of our territory. Mayon is directly across from Mount Vernon, Virginia. It still has signs everywhere down there, Mayon Reserve. It was set up as a reservation for our people, but that land was illegally taken away from us.
What's the significance that American Indians celebrate Native American History Month during this time? What's the significance of this particular
time? Well, this is the month that it was declared.
Oh, but just to declare.
Yeah, it was just declared. Uh-huh. Just like African American History History Month. That's in February. That's just the month that it was declared. Hey, man, every day is American Indian Day to us because it lives in our hearts, our families, and in our lives, you know.
Yeah, I just have one question that I want to ask you. In reference to, we have a Native American history course here at the school.
Yes.
Right. Now, do you think that the country is doing enough to, like, put out information about Native American history, you know, into the school system? Do they need to be more?
I think that it's a step. But the step is a very small step, okay? Until the truth is being told from our perspective, it's just a small step. Because you got to keep in mind the books that are being used that was written about American Indians, those books are so outdated, so inaccurate, you know. Many things in historical books will tell you that American Indians, we came across the Bering Strait during the time of Ice Age, and there was three different migrations. For us, we have what we call creation stories, and our creation stories tell us that we began here, that we originated here. This is where the Creator placed us. So when you listen to people that are archaeologists, and no offense to somebody who's an archaeologist or an anthropologist, they're going to tell you, in my expert opinion, my theory. That's not historical fact. That's an opinion and a theory. Just like I can come up with a lot of opinions on other people and theories. But we have to look at historical facts.
So the history really have to be rewritten.
It does.
It have to be rewritten.
It does. You know, it does. It began because much of the history where things were being recorded, it started with Columbus. Columbus was also the father of slavery.
Right.
And until we can recognize that, you know, where the genocide actually began at, and when we recognize it, that's the first step of building a bridge and healing that we all, you know, have to live here collectively together. So is enough being done? Well, not really. Not really, you know.
So what would, let's just one quick, what is the major points or theme that you try to bring out today?
Well, what we try to bring out today is to share the beauty of Native culture. Break down some of those stereotypes, you know. You'll be surprised that in today's society in 2019 that how many people think that Indians still ride horses, live in teepees, and live on reservations. You know, teepees was only a small part of historical tribal traditional homes. Not all of us lived in teepees. We lived in what was called longhouses. And through programs like this, educating the general public, we're able to share the beauty, but we're also able to form friendships too.
And before you y'all came here, someone came and talked about boarding schools.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they gave us...
That's a very sensitive issue, you know, when you start talking about how Native children were being illegally stolen from their homes, from their families, and sent to boarding schools. And many of these boarding schools were hundreds and thousands of miles away. It was a policy at that time for the boarding schools. They had a policy and a quote that went along with it. Kill the Indian, save the man. And what that was is not like physically kill the Indian, but to assimilate the Indian and make him a man now. You know, God made the four races of mankind. There's the for the Native people, for the Asian people, for the European people, for the African people. And we are all humans. We are all men. And we all have our own ways.
And I think you kind of mentioned that, too, when you said that you couldn't speak your language.
Yes.
They tried to take away
yes.
your culture and everything.
Yes.
Right? But yes. Anyway, okay. Thank you.